Proclamation number 7868 of 10th of April, 1961. Address of God to the disciples of the last days. Nothing shall hold you back from standing up for me and my word. You should always be ready to testify of me if you want to be true servants to me who proclaim my gospel to people. You should mention my gifts of grace, my working in you, which you can prove through the abundance of spiritual knowledge, for you will not need to fear any objection which you cannot refute, because then you speak on my behalf and your spirit is guided by me. Great spiritual knowledge has been conveyed to you through the working of my spirit within you. And if possible, you should also convey this knowledge to your fellow human beings, and especially to those who do not oppose you, who willingly listen to you, for it is then up to them how they utilize this knowledge. You should pass on this knowledge wherever possible, for what has been given to you by me truly has its strength within itself and must also have a beneficial effect unless my gift of grace is opposed by a defense which renders its strength ineffective. And you should not tire of working for me and my kingdom, for this work alone will result in everlasting possessions because it is done for people's souls. And you should always emphasize Jesus Christ's act of salvation and stress that it is repeatedly mentioned by me, that the redemption through Jesus Christ is the main content of the spiritual knowledge I impart to you. You should emphasize how important the problem of redemption and becoming human is, in that no person can become blessed who lives without Jesus Christ and departs from earth without him. But you should also explain to your fellow human beings why Jesus came to earth and what his actual mission was. You should constantly be active for me and my kingdom, for this alone is necessary, that people seek contact with me, that they direct their thoughts into the kingdom which is not of this world. That they don't just remain attached to the world, but that people remember their actual purpose of earthly life. You, my servants, have been informed of everything, and you are constantly instructed so that you, too, can teach according to the truth, so that you can pass on the spiritual knowledge which is intended to be a blessing for you humans. For I alone know why I convey this gift of grace to you. I alone know what you need, what you must know in order to attune yourselves correctly to me, in order to successfully travel the earthly path for your soul's maturity. I was able to reveal myself to you, my servants, because your will allowed it. Yet not all people can receive these revelations directly. And you should be mediators for them so that they, too, can partake of the blessings if they are willing to listen to you, if they don't completely unbelievingly reject everything that is offered to them. Humanity is in great spiritual hardship because it lives in complete ignorance or has been instructed in wrong knowledge and lacks the truth. Therefore I want to bring them the truth so that they can believe with conviction. For only the truth can trigger this conviction in them. You are in possession of truth and you shall carry it on. And anyone of goodwill will also recognize the value of what you bring to them, for my word speaks for itself. My word has strength and is able to touch people's hearts so that they strike me, so that they feel my flow of grace beneficially and turn towards me, and I myself can then take hold of them in order to never let them go again forever. I send you, my disciples of the last days, out into the world again. I.e., I give you the task to spread my gospel again, which you receive from me yourselves, and I will always bless your work, You will be able to carry it out for me because I also supply you with the strength to be able to work for me. For you are my mediators, you are my servants in my vineyard, and truly, your father of the house will always assign you the work so that you will be able to do it. I will take care of you spiritually and bodily, and you need only earnestly want and your work will be successful. You will find open hearts, you will not knock at the doors in vain, for you will walk the paths where I guide you, because I know who opens himself to my address, who desires my word and whose souls can be nourished because they are of good will. Amen.